What if I told you that you could win this weight loss battle with God's guidance, that you could defeat the enemy and weight loss with Jesus? There are biblical principles right here written in scripture for us to follow on your weight loss journey. And I want to share these with you today, because when you get this revelation, this is going to be a completely different journey for you, one where you are going to lose weight and keep it off. Before we dive in, I just want to remind you to register today. I am having a free training coming up this month in April, and it's about breaking free from sugar addiction, not through willpower and not through deprivation, but through complete surrender to the Holy Spirit and knowledge about the truths of sugar. So join me. It's a completely free training, but you do have to register. The link to register is in the show notes. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. I'm so excited about today's episode. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you, because all of this came, it's been coming. Like, there's biblical principles on this weight loss struggle. And, you know, I just kept seeking the Lord, like, help me really get this understanding, this revelation. And then Resurrection Sunday came, and my pastor preached a word that started to really open up some deep biblical principles about weight loss and why women struggle. Yes, at Resurrection Sunday. So I haven't told him yet, but I'm really grateful for his word that he preached, because this all came, well, most of it came from the word he preached. It literally had all these downloads and revelations from the Lord about this to help you guys. And I'm really excited to share it. I think this is a really important topic, because there are so many women struggling with weight. Like, you lose the 10 pounds, you lose the 20 pounds, you lose the 40 pounds, you lose the 50 pounds or plus, and you feel good. And then all of a sudden, you gain that weight back plus some. So it's about time that we have this revelation so that this changes once and for all. The Bible teaches us that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. From the early pages of Genesis to the final chapters of Revelation, he's attempting to take the good things that were created by God and do one of those three things. Steal them, right? Maybe he's snatching people away from God, planting mistrust in them, killing them, enticing people towards self-harm. You know, maybe he's enticing you into gluttony, or destroying them, destroying churches through persecution. Herod gave orders to kill the boys in Bethlehem. And in Revelation 12, it's talking about the dragon stood in front of the woman that was giving birth, about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment it's born. Is this the reason you have been battling since you were a young girl with your weight? Come on. Come on, we got this. We are going to go into this. And I, like I said, I'm really excited to share this revelation because I truly believe this will help you make a complete turnaround. Okay, so let's start back in the garden in Genesis when Eve fell into temptation. At that moment when she fell into temptation, that became the law of sin and death. It's in Genesis. Go check it out. So then at this point on, we were all born under this original sin. God had a bigger plan to restore what happened in the garden, what he created that was good, that the enemy completely stole from him, from us. Probably not from him. He probably knew he had a greater plan from that moment anyway. He knew God had a bigger plan to restore what happened in the garden. Okay? He knew he needed to bring in a new law, and he did. The greatest and highest power in the universe restored this law of sin and death on the cross. Amen. Speaking of Jesus, let's look at John 10 verses 10. You probably know this. Jesus, these are Jesus's words. They're written in red. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's in the NLT version. Let me read you the New King James version. It says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. He is saying, right? He came. He's given us a promise of life without end, a bigger promise, a life that will never know death because when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we became born again, then we now know that we are going to live an eternal life or have an eternal life with Him. It's simply life without an end. Now, you see, I think a lot of us read this and say, yes, okay, eternal life, yes. But we skip over that Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So he doesn't say you may have life, everlasting life in this one sentence. He's talking about life. He made you new. You are a new creature in Christ right now. And you are still residing here on earth, listening to me in a body that is his temple. So he doesn't want you just to have everlasting life. He wants you to have life here and life more abundantly here. Now, he doesn't promise, the gospel doesn't promise this life that's just easy when we're living in Christ. We will have tribulations and trials, but he does promise peace, and ultimately he promises victory in every situation because he already did it for us. So that sin that started in Genesis, the sin that began to corrupt the original design, God's design that was good of Adam and Eve, the original design, when that was corrupt, you saw right away in continuing to read Genesis that as Adam and Eve have offspring, the sin is immediate in their offspring. So my point here is that we have been saved through Christ Jesus. Though the laws of the fallen still function on this planet, okay? Let me read you Ephesians 6:12. It says this, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And though we have Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, and He has set us free and given us victory, and this was written in the New Testament, right? Ephesians is new. Paul's still saying, hey, we are still up against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We are still up against this right now. This includes in your weight loss journey. For instance, you decide to get on track and say, tomorrow I am going to begin getting my weight down, getting my health in order. What usually happens tomorrow when tomorrow comes? You get the phone call that's like, oh, can you go do this? You know, your aunt needs you, or your cousin is struggling. And all of a sudden you have to go take care of that, and all of your plan falls to the wayside. Can you relate? Or you're on track. And then one day you have all this craziness happen at work. You come home and you binge eat. Can you relate? I'm sure you can. And you probably have numerous stories that you can share with me. But again, this is what you're up against, what I'm starting to share with you. So I want to just show you some examples here in scripture. Let's look at Matthew 27:62. This is where Pilate sets a guard. That's the title for this part. It says, so right before this, right, Jesus is crucified on the cross. So now it's the next day. So it says this, "On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will rise. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first.' And Pilate said to them, 'You have a guard, go your way, make it as secure as you know how.' So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard." These were the people that were out to get Jesus, that were up against him. These people knew his words. "After 3 days, I will rise." Those were Jesus' words. These guards, these people knew he said this. The plan of the enemy was still in place here. You see, the enemy is more aware of the power of the truth and what's been spoken than those who receive the message firsthand from Jesus, such as his disciples. Think about it. These people were going to seal the tomb because they heard him say this, and they were like, uh-oh, we better make sure that does not happen. And Jesus's disciples all fled, and the women, the Marys, they came back, but they didn't come back to say, okay, Jesus is going to rise again and we're going to witness this. Yes. They came back to bring spices to put on the body. So the enemy was trying to change the plan, stop the plan, okay? You can see it right here in scripture. This happens also to us. The enemy tries to stop your plan. You say, I'm going to start tomorrow. All of a sudden, there's a wrench thrown in your plan. He knows the power that is inside of you. He knows the authority that you have, but you are forgetting your power and authority because Christ Jesus is in you. And the enemy knows that if you were to lose that weight and keep it off, that you would be probably in a completely different place, setting yourself up for more things to spread the news, spread the gospel. I don't know. I don't know God's plan for you. Only God does. And maybe you do. And maybe you know that when you get this weight off, you are going to be able to do that plan a lot easier. That's one example. Let me share with you some other examples. For instance, let's actually just look at Genesis for a second. God made this beautiful creation that he called good. He made Adam and Eve. They were good, made in his image and likeness. And then the serpent comes and starts saying certain things to Eve. She starts to believe that. And she then is tempted and takes the fruit. So you see, God set them up for good, to live with him, in relationship with him. And the devil came in and threw a wrench in it. Let's then look at Matthew 3 and 4. And I'll just give you a quick overview. I suggest go read this when we're done. But this is where Jesus goes from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. And the Spirit of God, once he gets baptized in water and he starts to come out, the Spirit of God descends on him like a dove, settling on Jesus. And then right away, Jesus is led into the wilderness to be what? Tempted by the devil. Let me give you another one. In Exodus 5, Moses and Aaron, they're obeying the Lord's commands. So the Lord commands them to go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my children of Israel go into the wilderness to worship the Lord, to worship me." And Pharaoh refuses. And guess what he does? He then increases the burdens on the Israelites. I'm going to give you another example. This is in John 11, where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Okay. And when he does this, they don't say to him, "Wow, this is great." No, they actually, it's in John 11:53. This is the point that says, "Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death." So Jesus does this miraculous miracle, raising Lazarus from the dead. And it's not just, "Okay, great, wonderful." No, he gets attacked basically from the high priest. And that from that moment on, it says it right here in John 11:53, from that moment on, they plotted to put him to death. So do you see? God moves, the enemy tries to come in and change it. God moves, the enemy kind of comes in and tries to kill, steal, and destroy. God creates, the enemy comes in and tries to kill, steal, and destroy. You are a woman of God. You make a move towards the will of God, there's going to be some opposition that comes up. Hopefully I've just proved a point in scripture that each time there's opposition. So this means, you know, there is this part of you that's wanting, has been wanting, desiring to lose weight, to keep it off, to get your health in order. You're wanting to accomplish this weight loss goal. You're wanting to see this happen. There's then that voice that comes in to remind you of these things, these lies. "No, maybe it's too late. Maybe you're too old now. You're not going to lose the weight because your hormones are changing. You know, it's not going to happen because you've tried 20 times now and it never happens." These are the voices. "If it was going to happen, it would have happened already. You keep trying and you keep failing, so why try again? Your parents had a weight issue. It's genetic. So guess what? You have a weight issue. Get over it. It's just the way it's going to be." If you're hearing those kind of voices, more than likely, that's the voice of the enemy. Or the enemy has come in so many times to set up an obstacle for you. It's just a thought now that you're believing a stronghold that needs to come down. Remember, the enemy knows the power inside of you. The enemy knows the power within you. And the intentional effort and understanding about stopping it. So you're letting him, and you need to stop letting him, because you have to stand in the truth of the gospel, in the truth of the word. We are, as Christian women, basically obligated to live in the truths of the word and assert the authority of Jesus that is residing in us. So put your plan in place and do not let the enemy thwart that plan. Do not let him kill, steal, or destroy it any longer. When God has a plan in place, he accomplishes it, bottom line. And you have the power of God residing inside of you, the Holy Spirit. So if God has a plan in place to accomplish, to get your body, which is his vessel, in better health, losing weight will get you in better health, then that plan is in place to accomplish. You have to understand that if you follow his instructions of what he's asking you to do, and you follow that plan, it will be fulfilled. The enemy can have all the blocks set up, pre-planned attacks to stand in the way of whatever he thinks is going to stop you. But when Jesus decides to do something in you, he will fulfill it. He is that kind of God. He has that kind of power. He has the resurrection power. So let me just remind you of the power. Just like in Matthew 28:4, right? This is, he is risen here. This is when Christ is risen. And it says, I'm going to read Matthew 28, starting at verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, after the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. Here's the one I want you to pay attention to. Verse 4, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. The power of God made those guards drop. The power of God shows you right here that God's plan cannot be blocked. The power of God can knock the enemy off of his feet, just like the guards fell, like it's said right here. So that power of God can knock the enemy out of your path. And so, right, the angel then says to the women, don't be afraid. And then he brings them to show them the empty tomb and continues where they need to go, tell everybody he is risen. So the power of God doesn't bring fear. It knocks out the enemy. It brings you into a place of understanding his power and a place of peace, knowing that you have victory in him. What he will accomplish when we follow him is huge. I think it's greater than whatever you and I could even fathom in our little minds. And at the end of the day, your weight loss journey is a principle that started in Genesis and it goes throughout the entire Bible. It's a cosmic struggle between good and evil. Yeah, even your weight loss journey. And remembering that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life more abundantly. These two realities are at play, death and life. Darkness and light. So moving forward, you just can't assume everything's going to be hunky-dory and it's going to run smoothly. And if something bumps in your way or goes off track, oh, it's just not the right time. No, it's the right time, especially if something is feeling like it's taking you off track. It's not about perfection. It is about progress. You are either moving forward or you're moving backwards. There is no, I'm just hanging in right here. You're either moving in life or you're falling back into death. It's the cosmic reality here. You are up against the principalities of the air, and the resurrection power comes against that and has victory. So don't be surprised when you say, I am going to start my weight loss journey Monday. I'm going to start my weight loss journey on Friday. I am going to start my weight loss journey whenever you decide. I just want you to decide and I want you to stick with it. But don't be surprised if the enemy comes in and tries to jump on your journey and tries to take you down. I cannot tell you how many times this has happened for women that have said, yes, stepped into my 12-week program, and all of a sudden the enemy comes in and hits them at a weakness. It's happened so many times that literally in the very beginning of my program, I say, hey, hold on, stop. I need you to read this first, and I need you to put your full armor of God on. And that is how this episode was born, because I kept praying, Lord, I keep seeing this pattern. I mean, the stuff that I have seen is crazy, and the women weren't prepared. I don't even think they realized they were up against the enemy. Seriously, like one woman says, yes, she says to me, I want this so bad. She literally takes time on a Saturday. She's like, I want to do it. I'm right. I'm going to start on Monday. She jumps into the program. She pays for the program. She's so excited. Sunday, she's texting me like she's getting ready. Guess what happens Monday? Something happens to her physically. She has to go in an ambulance to the hospital. I know that's an extreme, but this is the truth. And this is why I'm saying I'm so passionate about getting this out there, this principle, so that this can end, so that you know that you're prepared when you start this journey, that you are prepared to walk in victory because you have the resurrection power in you and you will receive victory in your weight loss. Listen, if Jesus has the power and authority over life and death, he has the power and authority over every single thing. He promises you everlasting life, and he promises you a life more abundantly here. Please take his word and run with this. When it gets hard, you have to remember the spirit that's behind that. The enemy hates all that God loves. When it gets tough, you have to remember the spirit inside of you is greater than anything else. As a Christian woman, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, which means you have that resurrection power inside of you, which means you can set yourself up for victory as soon as you say, I'm doing this. As you follow the scripture, as you follow the word of God for your life, follow the word of God in your weight loss journey. This, what I have shared with you today, I've pulled from scripture to show you these are scriptural principles that are at work here. And if you go into this with this knowledge and understanding and this truth, you will have a breakthrough like never before. So now you have the truths about what happens. And I want you to be sure that moving forward, this is exactly what I give the women that work with me in my 12-week program. The first thing they need to do is to be sure that every day they're putting on the whole armor of God. So I want to read to you in Ephesians 6:13, Paul says there this, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in the in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be sure to follow these words that Paul gave us. Put on your armor of God every day. Don't get on the scale anymore right now. Put your full armor of God on every single morning as you begin your weight loss journey, as you move through your weight loss journey, and as you continue on it, so that you are protected like never before from the darkness that will come, but you will prevail because you have victory in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you so much for this revelation, Lord. I just pray that every woman that listens to this gets this revelation like never before, that she takes this and she implements it. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, she walks in victory from this day forward, that any fiery darts from the enemy that come at her, that try to get her off course of her weight loss journey, Lord, I just pray that you continue to ward off those fiery darts that come at her, Lord. And I pray that you encamp all of your heavenly angels around her, that she can get strong enough to stand firm in your word and walk in your truth like never before. Lord, as she does this, may she just understand and have this revelation that you, the Holy Spirit, are inside of her. So she has the power and authority to speak to these issues, these problems, these situations that come up, and move them like never before. Lord, I just pray for complete healing of her body. I pray that all of the old strongholds of her mind, that you tear them down by the power of your Holy Spirit, and that all the lies of the enemy can no longer exist in her mind. Lord, give her a sound mind, Lord, and just touch her heart like never before. May she receive this revelation. May she walk in truth and power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.